Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. His presence is so strong. Whatever is in your mind that is plaguing your mind, any sickness that is in your body, any report that has come against you that you've heard, it is leaving right now. Because in His presence, nothing can stay that's not of Him. Nothing can stay. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We need to understand that nothing in this world can come against you. If you know where you are positioned, if you know where you are standing, if you are standing on the solid rock that is Jesus and His Word, what can come against you? Things can try to come against you, but you will not shake. You will not be moved because you are founded. You are so firmly rooted on God and His Word. And just as you heard Shantae speak earlier, they've been going to schools and they've been getting so much admin from the schools because they don't want the Word preached. But you need to know that nothing that man can say to you, no threat from another person, no threat from someone that thinks they have power from the enemy. And I say they think they have power because there is only one who has all the power. There is only one name, and His name is Jesus. It's only Jesus who has all the power. At that name, all you need to do is just say, Jesus. At that name, sickness has to leave. At that name, demons has to flee. At that name, things that are not of God have to leave because of the power of that name. And we are carriers of that power. It is living. God is not dead. Just as we sang that song, God is not dead. We need to realize that He is moving right now. He is amongst us. He is with His people. We carry Him. Every step I take knowing that I carry the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit and power. Think about it. That day that Jesus got up, after they put Him in the tomb, thinking He was never going to walk out, thinking that is where He was going to stay. Think about that day when He got up. That Holy Spirit that brought life to a dead body, and Jesus got up and walked out of that tomb, is the same Holy Spirit who is living on the inside of you right now, that is with us right now. So how can anything stay that is not of Him? Anything that this world is trying to throw at you, that people try to say to you in hopes that you will sway, in hopes that you will walk away from God, you cannot be moved when you know the power that you carry. You cannot be shaken when you know who you carry on the inside of you, because it's Jesus looking at you tonight and those watching at home. Jesus has done a work in your life. I'm looking at all of you in studio. You have testimonies of what God has done. No one can tell you differently when you've experienced the power of God. And just as I said earlier, this generation is a generation that carries the power of the Holy Spirit. When you understand that power that you carry, that you have access to what God is wanting to give you, that because of what Jesus did, we have benefits to what He did on the cross. That we can walk in freedom, that we can walk in health, that we can walk in victory. Hearing those testimonies every single Friday night, that's not what someone's done on their own. They are testifying about what God has done in their lives. And no one can deny that. God is wanting to do something in each of your lives. He wants to meet with you.
He wants to be so intimately involved in your life, to have relationship with you so you can experience, so you can walk in that power, that authority, that no matter what anyone says to you, no matter what is trying to come against you, it cannot stay. You can get up with confidence and you can say, not me. When the devil tries to get up and say, but what about your past? You can say, sit back down, that's already been dealt with. When the devil tries to say, but look at what you did before, look at what those people are saying, you can say, sit back down, it doesn't apply to my life right now. We need to know that we don't have to defeat the devil. He's already been defeated. Jesus did that. And we know what Jesus has done. So why not walk in what Jesus has done when it's available for us right now? That must give you confidence. That must give you a boldness that it is unlike anything in this world. Nothing can come against you when you know what you carry and who you carry. There is none like our God. Our God is alive. Our God is powerful. Our God heals. Our God raises the dead. That is what He does. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. You can take your seats if you are with me. I don't want to keep you standing any longer. But you know, you could have been anywhere else tonight. Even those that are watching, you could have been watching anything else tonight, but you've chosen to be here. You've chosen to listen to this word. You've chosen to make the decision. And as we say every Friday, we're going to the next level because we want to grow in our relationship with God. We want to grow. We want to be built. We want to know that we are founded on that solid rock that is Jesus Christ. We want to know more of His word so we can walk in that power, in that authority. I want you to go to Galatians 2 verse 20. But before I get there, I want you to say this. I am alive in Christ. I am alive in Christ. In Christ, amen. You are alive in Christ. You are alive in Jesus. So Galatians 2 verse 20, a very well-known scripture. I want to read it. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in Him I have shared His crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself up for me. When we accept Jesus, we know that Christ comes and lives on the inside of us. So if Christ is living in you, nothing can come against you because Christ is in you and He has power. So nothing can come against you. Anyway, it says the life I now live in the physical body. So I'm still standing in my physical body. But I understand that I no longer live dictated to by this flesh, dictated to by this body, but I live by faith. So even though I'm standing here in the physical body, and just as you are sitting there and watching at home, in the physical body, it does not dictate to me. It does not tell me what to do. I live by faith in God. I live by faith in God, not by the world or the circumstances that surround me. And now after reading that scripture, I want to take you to an instruction from Jesus. Because now if Jesus lives in me, there's something that I have to do. So I want you to go to John 15. And I'm going to read verse 5, verse 7, and verse 10. And I was thinking while preparing this, I could have just come here and read the whole of John 15 to you and then left, because this is an instruction from Jesus and we obey His instructions. And that's that. It was so good. John 15 verse 5. Jesus is speaking and He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. For apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. Going to verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Jump down to verse 10. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So did you see that that was carried through those three verses? Remain in him. So I'm alive in Jesus. Jesus is living on the inside of me, and now what am I to do? Remain in him. Do what he says. Obey his commandments. Obey his word. Because when you do that, you walk in that power. You walk in that authority. You walk in that confidence. Now looking at that word quickly, remain in. Remain in means to be a part of. And actually in the Greek, I want you to get this definition. It's to stay, to abide. But this is the one I love. It is a commitment and a choice to stay. It is a choice we make to remain in him. It is a commitment we make because it's a relationship. Jesus has chosen you. Jesus wants to be in a relationship with you. He desires that. So when we accept him and he comes and lives on the inside of us, he gives us his Holy Spirit. He gives us power. Now what does he ask? Now remain in me. Choose to stay with me. Make the commitment to stay with me. It is a choice. Because what the world and what Satan does, he tries to trick us, and he does, you know, makes us think that little bit I did, I obeyed God in that area, but I'm just going to go do this. It's not written in the Word of God. God says I mustn't do it, but I did that thing, so let me just do this here. Satan tries to make you think that the little that you do according to the Word is enough. But we need to understand it's not enough. It's either all of Jesus or none of him. It's either all of his Word or none of it. I love what Pastor Kevin said on Sunday. Either everything written in the Word of God is truth or it's all a lie. And we choose to obey his word. We choose the truth, and we want all of Jesus because we know what he says about being lukewarm. Rather be ice cold than being lukewarm. It's either all of Jesus or none of him, and that's his instruction. That's what he's telling us to do. If we remain in him, because apart from him, we can do nothing, as his word said, but if we remain in him, we will bear fruit. It's a choice. It's a commitment that we have to make to remain in him, because you are alive in him. We were once alive to the world before we knew Jesus, but then we accepted him. We became born again, and now we are alive in him. We are dead to everything else, but we are alive in him. Far better than what is happening in the world around us. Far better than anything the world can even give us. Because Jesus is all that we need. We were created to be in fellowship, to be in relationship with him. When you have that day, that encounter, that Jesus, it's all of you, everything just comes together, because that's where you are meant to be. You are meant to be in relationship with him. Nothing else in this world but all of Jesus, because it's all about him. And God's word needs to be our everything. But to be in him requires commitment. In order to be a new creation, as Galatians 2 verse 20 says, in order to be transformed, it requires a commitment to stay. To stay in him. Because you know what? You can hear this word today. You could have heard this word every single Friday, and you're surrounded by everyone else sitting with you, and you can get a bit hyped up about what's going on here and his presence in here and God is doing something. But when you leave, and you don't live according to the word, you don't obey the word, where's that confidence going to come from when someone comes against you? When someone comes to question your relationship with Jesus, where's that confidence going to come from? If you only have it here on Fridays, or you only hear it on a Sunday morning, and you don't live it throughout the week. It is when we live and obey the word every single day, because we make the choice to remain in Him. We choose to be committed every single day. That is where our confidence is going to come from. Not by you listening to one of us preach. Yes, the word goes forth, but what are you going to do when you go home? What are you going to do the next day? What are you going to do when you're at school? When you're at university? When you're in the workplace and just circumstances are hard? Things are coming against you. Where are you going to go? And just like that testimony that was shared, when doubt comes in, where did he go? To the word of God. Not to a person. Not to anybody else. He chose to go to the word because he knows that's what will give him life. That's what will give him the truth. That's what will feed him. That's what will give him that confidence to walk around knowing, I know who I am. Doesn't matter what anyone says about me, I know who I am. Because the word of God gives it to you. The word of God tells you. So when we accept Jesus, he comes and lives on the inside of us. We make the choice to remain in him. And just as the word said, we bear fruit. Because apart from him, we can do nothing. So we bear fruit. We obey his commandments. We walk in that power, in that authority, knowing that we have victory every single day. So it has to become your reality. And now, just from what I've said, I want to go back to Galatians 2 verse 20 quickly. Because I want to actually bring it into your personal finances. And I know some of you, you could be sitting and you think, oh, well, it's just that part of the service again. But when you realize the principles that God has written in his word for you to be blessed, for you to walk in abundance, you're going to walk in here ready to give every single service. Because you know, God, if I remain in you, if I follow your word, if I obey your word, I obey everything in it. I live in your blessing. I live in your abundance. I will follow your instructions. So going back to Galatians 2 verse 20, the part that says, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. By adhering to, by relying on, and by completely trusting in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me. We know that we live a lifestyle of faith. Although we are in our physical bodies, we live a life of faith. Because we rely on and we trust in God. So when people around you are going to question the blessing of God on your life, are going to question the abundance that you walk in, your answer is going to be, because I rely on, because I fully trust in God and what his word says. So I'm not relying on things around me. I'm not relying on my job or on my parents or anything that is giving me finances, but I'm relying on God. Because when you follow this instruction, what is written in his word, he will bless you. He will supply every one of your needs. Because even though you are in the physical body, you live by faith, and that includes every area of your life. And it's a principle and an instruction of how to live in his abundance. And I want to go to John 3 verse 16. If you don't know any other scriptures, I hope you know this one. John 3 verse 16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. You see, God gave Jesus so we could receive. So we could receive him. And now his principle of sowing and reaping. And it says, if we give, we will receive. Because that's our God. We give because everything is yours, Jesus. Everything I have is yours. If I'm remaining in you, everything I have is yours. And what does he do? He says, I will give you. You will receive from me the blessings the abundance, the success, the prosperity that he is wanting to pour out on his children, because it's one of those things that he desires to see you walk in. Because we bring glory to his name when we are walking in the blessing, when we are walking in abundance. And because he gave Jesus so freely so that we could receive him, then he says when we give, we are the ones who will receive from him that blessing, that abundance. So I want you to stand, if you are in studio with me tonight, because I believe God is laying on your heart an amount to give him. Where you say, Jesus, everything I have is yours. I am remaining in you. And if everything I have is yours, and I make the choice to commit, to choose to stay in you, because he is living on the inside of you. I choose to commit. I choose to follow your word. I choose to obey everything that is written in your word, because it is the truth. And you know, when you follow the principles of what the word says, when you sow a seed, you will reap, and he will be the one that gives it to you. You will know it's from God when it comes, because you know what you are giving. It could be the greatest sacrifice, and you know when God blesses you, it'll be from him. And he is a loving father. So I want you to stand if you're in the venue and hold that envelope in your hand. If you are at home, details are coming on the screen if you would like to sow. But I want you to hold that envelope in your hand, and we're going to pray. Because we know that God's word is true. We know that he is faithful. I don't know your circumstance, but God does. So when you stand in faith and you say, God, I'm believing your word. I'm obeying your word right now. That when I sow, I know I will reap. I will give you everything I have because I'm in you. I am rooted in you, and you are my source. You are where everything comes from. So, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to sow tonight. I thank you that every seed that goes out tonight, it will return in full. I thank you, God. No matter the sacrifice that is made tonight, you are so faithful. You are so faithful, and we know that as we follow this principle that is written in your word is true, and we know we will receive, we will get that harvest back in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.